Good evening. You're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom, and this show's for you. If you're hearing us in the five boroughs, in Staten Island, Brooklyn, Queens, Connecticut, all the way eastern border Connecticut, all the way up to Teaneck, New Jersey, Rockland County, you're hearing us on 620 AM. If you're hearing us in Rockland County, it's 1300 WRCR AM. So there's two ways. So actually what we did, we merged two stations so you can be part of our show. Now this show is about Shidduchim and getting Jewish people married to other Jewish people so we could build bias namens and bring the Shemas down to this world for Hashem. And you could be from any religious background, but you have to be, you can be from any Hashkafic background, not any religious background. Sorry, your hostess is a little tired tonight, so hang in there, guys. Anyway, you could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular, and you have to be born to a Jewish mom. Now, there's three ways you can be on here, and I've got to give you some rules. First of all, you're not allowed to give a last name when you come on the air. You give either your first name or a fake first name, but no last names are allowed. And that's that. And that's number one. Number two, the first couple to get married off the show wins prizes towards the wedding. We already have two couples dating. We have two couples dating from this area. Anyway, so that's that. So let me get this a little bit on focus here. Let me give you some numbers. It's 845-624-1300 if you want to participate in the show. 845-624-1300. And so that's the number if you want to come in and live. And what's different about Jewish Datelines is this is a show, instead of being on the internet where everyone sounds the same and, you know, you can have a picture posted from 20 years ago and, you know, that's, you know, information is not accurate necessarily. Or if you go to a matchmaker, they'll say, I got the best boy and I got the best girl, and everyone kind of sounds like vanilla. What makes this different is the moment you hear a voice, whether rightfully or wrongfully, you make an opinion. And then when I take you through a conversation, you make judgments based on that. And then you decide, maybe I want to date this boy. Maybe I want to date this girl. And maybe I don't. You know, maybe I don't want to date this boy. Maybe I don't want to date this girl. We have official shachin to the show. It's Mrs. Debbie Leibowitz from Borough Park. And she's been doing shachanis for 27 years. She facilitates this. So let's get this phone busy, busy, busy. The phone number here again is 845-624-1300. And this is a participation show. I can't help you get married if you don't call. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. And if you're too shy tonight, I have another show on Thursday evenings. It's WRCR-AM. And you can only hear us there at hear us there in the Rockland County on 1300 there. So if you're not in Rockland, you can't hear us on the radio, but you can hear us on the internet, and you can hear us on a phone line. And the internet for tonight and tomorrow night's show is www.wrcr.com. Tonight, if you listen to us, you can also log in on Talkline Communications or JewishActivistNetwork.com. There's three ways you can hear our show. Again, WRCR.com. This is the internet. Talkline Communications or JewishActivistNetwork.com. And they're a great show. They're a very political and happening show about doing all the right things in the Jewish world. These are people who are activists that, you know, stand up for what they believe in. And they don't sleep, and it's a great show. It comes on right after mine at 12:30. Guys, pay attention. They always have amazing things on. And for the activists in each and every one of us, they're doing the right things. So let's get this show starting. We got off to a little bumpy start. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. And, you know, it is Hanukkah, so a Frelika Hanukkah. And this is a time for my secular audience where, you know, Hanukkah is part of making miracles. And maybe tonight part of the miracle is getting you married tonight. So I want you to call in. Again, the number is 845-624-1300. And because it's Hanukkah, we're going to go to a song. And we will be back. Okay, we're back. You're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. We already have our first caller who's been patiently holding on here. Hello? Hello? You can speak up.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, is this Yaakov?
How are you, Yaakov?
Baruch Hashem.
Good, Yaakov. Do you have a radio in the background? Because I think I'm picking
up. No, Asherol.
Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Yaakov, you sound like you've called our show before.
Yeah, I did. I would just want to wish everybody very happy Hanukkah and miracle of the Hanukkah. So I think today I might have a chance to have a miracle. Maybe a right person going to listen to me, and maybe it's going to be my day.
That's it. There you go. You have the right attitude. So let's go. For the girls who didn't hear your show, tell us who you are and what you're about and what you're looking for, please.
I came to United States 16 years ago. I'm Bal Tshuva. Baruch Hashem, I got everything in my life what I asked of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I even got family, but unfortunately it didn't work out. I'm divorced. I got one child who lives with his mother. He goes to Yeshiva. I'm 39, 5 and 5.
5 foot 5, okay.
Yeah, and I'm looking for a woman who at least is going to be a Shomer Shabbos, who going to keep kosher, and who serious about Jewish family purity.
That pretty much kind of says it all. All right, so first of all, let me just announce, if you want to respond to Yaakov, the number here is 845-624-1300. And if you want to call and present yourself, the number here is 845-624-1300. Yaakov, so you're about to be 16 years?
No, not 16 years. Maybe like 10 years.
10 years. Oh, I thought you said 16 years. Okay, you're Russian?
I'm from Ukraine, yes.
Okay. And you're divorced with one child, a boy or girl?
A boy.
Okay. Do you have custody or what?
I got visitation. I see him usually on weekends and Yontifs.
Okay. And would you be interested to date a person who is divorced and
yes.
had children?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the age range, please?
Maybe like 29 up to 39.
Okay. And the Hashkafic background, please. Lifish, yeshivish, modern...
As long as she's from.
Okay.
From
means different things to different people. Do you need her to cover her hair?
Yeah.
So you want her to be sneistic. And she
yeah, but not too Hasidish.
Okay. No pants, I gather, right?
Yes.
All right,
No pants.
Okay, so you want a girl who's like a Beis Yaakov type girl, right?
Yes.
Okay. Girl,
she could be from Chabad, she could be from Caucasian, she could be...
You just said no Hasidim. Chabad is Hasidim. Make up your mind, buddy.
No, I'm not talking... I mean, not Bobov, not Satmar, not, you know.
All right. All right, so there you have it. So, all right, so girls, you're listening. Yaakov's a wonderful gentleman. He's actually had the schuss to go on one date from our show already and was put together with a few other people, but we didn't meet his miss right yet, but maybe you're listening out there tonight. So if you're interested in Yaakov, please call us here at 845-624-1300. Yes, I hope this is your Mazel Dukkah evening, and thank you so much, Yaakov, for listening.
Yeah, I really enjoy your show, and I'm very appreciative for everything what you do for me and for other people.
Okay, thank you so much, dear. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Dov Bear.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Can you speak up, please?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem. So, let me hear. Are you religious?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. What's your background, please?
I am Iron Orthodox.
Okay, and... You used to call our Thursday night show.
I used to, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is your first presentation for your Wednesday night show, Baruch Hashem. So let me hear. If I remember correctly, you work for a clothing company?
I have, yes.
Right. How old are you now?
I'm 50.
And what are you looking for in a woman, please?
Well, I'm looking for a nice girl, someone who's warm and kind, someone with a good midos, someone who's considerate. I guess I'm looking for that special someone, someone to take nice long walks with.
Okay. Do you have any other hobbies?
I enjoy learning. I enjoy going to movies and getting together with friends. I enjoy everything.
All right. That sounds good. So you're modern Orthodox. Are you interested in a woman who covers her hair?
If she does, that's fine. And if not, that's okay too.
What about pants or skirts?
Also, if she does, that's also okay. And if not, it's fine too.
You changed from our Thursday night show to our Wednesday night show. You used to be machbet on skirts, but now I guess that you're in New York, the pants are in, huh?
I guess so.
No. Well, see what happens? All right, anyway. All right, so you've been listening, girls, to Dove Beer. Dove Beer, actually, the majority of the people that call into the show, I never get the schluss to meet. I happen to personally know Dove Beer. And so I can actually vouch for him. He's a wonderful guy. And he's a nice person, a little laid back. He's not as outgoing as he says he is, but okay. But he's a nice person. So if you're interested, and he has a lot of political interests, which he hasn't mentioned. And so, P.S., the bear should be listening to the show that follows us at 12:30. That's a great show on Jewish Activist Network.
So, I'll have to, I guess.
Dove Bear, thank you for calling us so much, and I wish you a fair Lakahanuk, and I hope this is your Mazel Dika evening.
Thank you so much. Same here.
All right, be well.
Bye-bye.
All right, so it's that simple. You got to be in it to win it. And where's my girls tonight? I have two boys already, and it's a little quiet tonight. I think it's the most quietest we've had for Wednesday night. Either you guys are sleeping, like I wish I was doing right now, or potentially you're at some good Hanukkah party. I'm hoping you're at a good Hanukkah party. So I'm going to ask my assistant here, do I have another boy or a girl? Do you have any girls over here? Girls, where are you tonight? Girls, 845-624-1300. You know, the guys have to marry the girls, you know? Come on in, girls. 845-624-1300. Okay, we have another call. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is David.
David, where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, how'd you hear about our show, please?
I heard about it after my friend told me a couple weeks ago. I checked it out. I didn't really listen that much yet, but it sounds pretty good.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. What are you looking for in a young lady, please?
Looking for, you know, very balabatish, from Heimish, schmack, regular, nothing special, very balabatish.
Geschmack, nothing special. Those are those are opposite statements. It's like I'm looking for a great, not so great girl, you know. I'm only teasing you. All right. How old?
You know, the best chance would be Mark Chan, very good.
Okay. What is the age range you're looking for, please?
From up to 19 to 22.
How old are you?
23.
Yes, okay, that's perfect. Are you a Cohen?
No, I'm not.
Okay, have you ever been married before?
No.
I have to ask that question. For my young listeners out there, we have had people, unfortunately, that have actually been married and divorced by 18. So I have to ask the question. Some people that are young ask, why am I asking that question? So we don't take anything for granted. All right, tell me a little bit about your personality. Are you a learner?
Yeah, the main thing would be very good is if she has a rich father. That would be very good.
I think everyone feels that way. So I guess you feel like you're going to be learning for a long time if you made that statement, huh?
Yeah, well, they say that a rich dad is good to have.
You have to come a little bit closer in line. Are you on a cell phone by any chance?
Yeah, bad connection.
Well, not the best. I hope my audience is hearing you. So you're looking for a nice girl, balabatish, geschmack, and with a rich father.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. No, but on a more serious note, You're a yeshivish person? You're sitting and learning right now?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been dating at all yet?
Yeah, a little bit.
And what kind of girls have you been getting set up with?
All pretty much the same, this Yaakov type from Flatbush around here, Brooklyn.
Okay. Do you drive, by the way?
Yeah.
All right, so girls, if you're listening, we have David here. David, do you have any other hobbies, interests that a girl may want to know about?
I don't know. I like to do chesed, like what they say, you know, chesed and being nice and reading.
Okay. Would you consider yourself quiet and medium or outgoing?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would have to say 7.2.
7 points for what?
7.2. In between medium and high.
Okay. All right. So that's a different way of putting it. So, all right, girls, if you're listening, you listen to Dovin. He's a 23-year-old gentleman. He's a 23-year-old gentleman from Brooklyn. He heard about our show from some of his friends, and he's listened to us. And so if you're interested, please call us here at 845-624-1300, 845-624-1300. He sounds like a real nice guy. He actually sounds a little shy, although a lot of these shy guys actually think they're pretty outgoing. It's funny. But maybe that's just their phone personality. You never know. So anyway, again, if you're interested, 845-624-1300 for David, for Dove Bear, or for Yaakov. We had three great gentlemen. We have time to squeeze one more person. It's the Yekesha half hour. We will be saying bye-bye in less than 5 minutes. So we have time for one more person. And I'd actually like to hear a girl tonight. Again, the number, you're listening to Jewish Datelines. This is a show about Jewish people marrying other Jewish people. You could be Litvish, Hasidic, modern, or secular. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. And the show is for you. So, all right. We had David, who's a 23-year-old. We had Dove Bear, who's 50. And we had Yaakov, who's 39. So, girls, we and we're Orthodox tonight, so we have a range. And if there's a secular person who wants to be part of the show, and they're saying, well, everyone's Orthodox, don't let that get in your way. All you have to do is be born to a Jewish mom. We want anybody who really wants to get married, who's sick of being alone and sick of being, you know, by themselves, you know, to get married. That's what it's all about. It's not about being alone anymore. And so that's what this show is all about. This show is to help people get married. It's an aveira. It's a sin. You shouldn't be alone ever for no reason. If you're alone, if you're by yourself and you're alone, you're not working with God. You're working against God, because God wants you to be married, because the Shekhinah doesn't dwell with you. The Shekhinah means God's presence. And you can only do that when you build what's called the Bayis Naaman. And two people become one. You know, I just had this discussion this week with some yeshiva bachram. They were telling me that Adam and Eve, or Adam and Chava, were actually twins. And they were faced joined by their spine, back to back. Some people have that Adam was born first out of dirt, and then Eve was born on a second, on a higher level. But Rashi says that Adam and Eve were born at the same exact spot, and they couldn't see each other. So you see, but then they got separated, and that was it, and that the man needed the woman, because God knew the man would need the woman. So on that note, women, where are you? 845-624-1300. If you're interested in anything, young men, you can call up, give that information to our engineer. We have a substitute engineer, Leif Shanson, or you can give it to my assistant here, Naomi. 845-624-1300. That information is not given over the ear, but it is given to Mrs. Leibowitz. And that's it. So we have time for one more phone caller. But you got to squeak in here real fast. It's 845-624-1300. By the way, I hope a lot of people are having a very good Hanukkah. Hanukkah is all about Nisan, miracles. This could be your Mazel Tov evening. But if you're going to come in, you got to get in here now, because we don't even have time, you know, to come in. Like, I'm getting, is somebody coming in? I have to ask. All right. Alrighty, so yeah, someone's going to come in and squeak really quickly because we have to close the show shortly. My engineer, how much time do I have? Alright. Okay, so, hello, you're on the air. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, finally, a girl. We got to go quickly because you called in so late. Let me hear. What is your name, dear?
My name is Sarah.
Okay.
I actually live in Minnesota, and I heard you were looking for secular girls to call in.
Wow. That's Minnesota, huh? How'd you hear about us in Minnesota?
I have friends from a summer program that actually listen to this show, so they suggested I call in.
Are you in Minnesota right now?
I am indeed, actually.
Huh?
Yes, I am.
That is so cool. So, where are you hearing us? On the internet?
Yes, from the internet.
Tell me quickly, what are you looking for in a gentleman, please? Because we have a whole minute, and it's bothering me that you called in so late.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm looking for someone who is open-minded and who would be willing to have a working girl, but who definitely wants to raise her kids and, like, be at home with the kids while, you know, they're definitely younger. And it's important to me that he makes time to learn every day. And
but you're secular. You said you're secular.
I'm definitely interested in, you know, religion and cultural Judaism. And so
are you Reformed or are you conservative?
I'm Reformed.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. We are going to have to conclude our show, and I hate to do this to you because you're right in the middle here. We have a show tomorrow night with a lot of time. I would like you to call back tomorrow the same exact number between 10:30 and 11:30 because I feel we're not doing our justice to you. Can you call back tomorrow?
Yes, definitely.
But stay on the line. You have to speak to our assistant here because she has to talk to you. I want call us at 10:30 tomorrow. We're looking forward for you because we want everyone to hear you. Now, seriously.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Have a happy Hanukkah.
You too. Happy Hanukkah. Bye.